Hello everyone, it's me, Rissa Montañez. Welcome back to The Dead, the new podcast anthology series happening right here, right now, just for you. The new chapter, chapter 3, titled Rebirth, written by Pixie Britton and brought to you by your favorite spooky podcast network, Bloody FM, in partnership with the George A. Romero Foundation. We are now on part 2 of Rebirth. And you know what? I've got to say, many of us behind the scenes are thrilled to see the reviews left about the show on your favorite podcatcher. But if you're listening on Spotify, let us know what you think about the show. Drop a quick comment to tell us your thoughts on the show. And if you'd like to learn more about the George A. Romero Foundation, you can find that link in the show notes on every episode in the Dead podcast series. And I've talked so much in a short amount of time, it must be the caffeine. So next, we've got a quick ad break, and then this week's episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In a world plagued by the undead, the stories of survivors are well known, heralded as examples of hope,
strength, and perseverance.
Over time, they become tales,
fables, legends,
passed down from
survivor to survivor.
These are the stories, the memories
of the lost, of the precious few
who walk the earth
as shells of their former selves.
These are their stories.
These are the stories of the dead.
You are now listening to Rebirth, Episode 2.
What time is it?
Midnight. Are you okay? Sounds like you had a nightmare.
Yeah.
What's this?
Nothing.
Okay, well, you look like shit.
Great. Thanks.
Your hair's all messed up, and damn, has someone punched you in the face? Your eyes are like...
I got it. I look like shit.
Look, I'm here if you want to talk about it.
I know the anniversary is coming up, of when you lost.
What did you just say?
What?
Just now. What did you just say?
I said, I know the anniversary is coming up, and then I stopped talking. Why do you look like you're gonna throw up? If you're gonna barf, you need to get the hell outside.
Screw this. I need a drink.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
Can we not do this?
Do what?
This little game where you pretend to care about me and I pretend to give a fuck.
Jesus, you know what? You're right. I don't care. I've had it with your bullshit.
Look, I'm sorry. I am just tired. The stuff with Lavelle is hard.
I heard you're moving out tomorrow.
Yeah. Cleveland...
I'd say that I'd miss you, but...
You won't.
Yeah, I won't. Becca?
Yeah?
You can't keep pushing people out. That shit's not healthy.
Watch me.
I'm taking your bed.
All yours, Gabby. Wow, busy. Is this seat taken?
No, ma'am.
Thanks.
What can I get you?
Bourbon on the rocks, little slice of lemon.
Funny.
What have you actually got?
Liquor?
Yeah.
What are you, mechanical?
Yeah.
Nothing you can afford.
Great.
We don't have much. The kitchen is closed until morning. I think we've got cobbler left.
What flavor?
Peach. You want it or not?
I haven't eaten in ages, so I probably should.
Coffee?
Yeah, thanks.
Decaf.
Oh, regular.
We only got decaf.
Oh, come on. You're saying you don't have any at all. But the captain gets regular.
Not even the captain. I should be getting supplies any day now. But if you believe that, you'll believe anything.
Right.
Okay, one peach cobbler and one decaf. Coming right up.
Thanks.
I don't even know how it happened, how you managed to worm your way in so easily. Things were hard with Ryan before you showed up, but you made it worse. It's like you saw the cracks and you took advantage. Even on the night that Callie was born, I still didn't want to believe it. I was in denial, trying to convince myself that you were still my person. I guess I was too ashamed to admit. I barely knew anything about you.
I need a minute.
You okay?
I feel like my insides are gonna fall out.
Is that normal?
I've just given birth for the first time, so I'm gonna say yeah.
Okay, let me look. So dark. Your jeans are soaked. Blood everywhere. Sit, I'll get the water.
Look at me. It's running down my legs. The biters are gonna keep tracking us.
We can use the shirt. Try and clean it up a bit.
Yeah, I think I'm past that. But thanks.
If we go into town, we can hunt down supplies. A change of clothes, at least.
We can't leave. Not until we've found them. Callie will be hungry soon. I don't know if Eve has formula. I don't know what Callie is wearing. What if she's cold? It's so dark out. She must be terrified. It's just... This is so... I can't believe this is even happening. We have to find them. We have to.
Shh. I'm here. They've only got a half hour head start. They can't be far. We just gotta wait it out until sunrise.
Sunrise? That's hours away. We need to find them now. You know what? Screw this. I'm gonna call her.
Eve! Eve!
What are you doing? The biters are gonna...
Fuck the biters. I am covered in blood. They know where I am.
Eve! Eve!
Stop. Stop. They're gonna get us killed.
We need to find them.
Not like this.
I don't get it. Why would she do this? Why would she not say anything?
I don't know.
Do you think she opened the door on purpose?
I don't know.
I didn't hear any biters getting in. No gunshots. If they got in first, she would have shot them. The only thing I heard was the table moving. It's like she did it. She opened it and ran. Why aren't you saying anything?
Because I don't know what to say. This is so messed up. I don't know how to deal with this. Fuck.
I didn't even get to hold Callie. And now she's gone.
She's not gone. They're still out there. We've just got to find them, figure out where they are, think of all the places they could be. Why Eve took her doesn't matter.
Of course it matters. It changes everything. If she took her because she thought Callie was in danger, we'll find them. But if she took her because, I don't know, she just kidnapped her, whatever, they could be on their way to Canada.
You really think that Eve kidnapped her?
I don't know. Maybe.
No. No way. Why would she do that? It's Eve.
I'm just saying.
She's one of my closest friends.
Right, okay.
Oh, fuck off. Don't make this about you.
This has nothing to do with me. Our daughter is missing. Eve just took off alone in the middle of the night in a forest teeming with biters with Callie. Does that sound like the kind of thing a friend would do?
If she thought Callie was in danger, yeah. That is the kind of thing a friend would do.
You've known her, what, 6 months?
She came to all of the Lamaze classes. She met our OB. She went nursery shopping with me. She's been there for me every single day. That's more than I can say about you.
I was working my ass off. Do you think I liked working those insane hours? I was doing it for us.
Bullshit. You were doing it for you.
Okay, so I'm the asshole. I'm the bad guy. I'm not the one that's kidnapped our daughter.
I get it, all right. It's bad. It's really fucking bad. I know what it looks like, but we've just got to find them, okay?
Fine. Where are they?
She's probably trying to find somewhere safe. A house somewhere inside.
Yeah?
Where's the nearest house?
There's a bunch of properties on the road leading up to the farmhouse. She's probably heading to Route 206.
What if she looped around, went back?
Why would she do that? There's so many biters. She could be heading up to Bear Spring, but there's nothing that way for miles.
Okay, fine. Let's just go.
Wait. Give me the flashlight. Do you see that?
Footprint.
Yeah. From a boot.
Looks like they're going that way. Do you think it's Eve?
Was she wearing boots?
Yeah.
Could be. Are you okay? We can slow down.
I'm fine. Keep going.
You sure?
Yeah. I don't want to miss them.
We won't. Take it easy. It's slippery. Wait. Stop. Can you hear that?
What?
Shh.
Is it Callie? I can't hear anything.
Sounds like screaming.
Oh my god. Is it Eve? Where's it coming from? Fuck.
Over that ridge.
Shit. Get the gun. Should we call out? Let her know we're coming?
No.
She might need our help.
It might not be Eve.
Hold the flashlight steady. I can't see.
That way. Past that tree. Down that path.
So much mud. Must be near a river.
Watch your head. There's a branch. Put your hand on that. That's it. You okay?
Yeah. I can't see her. Can you see anything? Is that a storm drain?
It's coming from inside.
What if it's not Eve?
We still need to check it out. If it's someone else and they're hurt, we can't leave them out here. Wait here.
I'm coming with you.
No, it's not safe.
It's not safe out here either. I'm coming with you.
If something happens in there, we still need to find Callie. We can't both go in. I'll be fine.
Okay, just be careful. I can't hear you. Ryan, where are you?
I found something.
What?
Callie!
Oh my god. I'm coming! Where are you? Ryan? I can't see. Fuck. Have you got her? Ryan?
Over here.
What is it?
Is that Callie's blanket?
No, I don't. Wait. What is that? No. No, 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 please, no. Ryan? I can't. Is that Callie? Is she dead?
It's... Oh, Jesus.
What is it?
A foot.
What?
A fucking foot. A human foot.
How did it get in here?
I don't know. Does it matter? Eve's not in here, neither is Callie. And I don't want to hang around to find out who left this thing here. We need to go. Now.
But...
Come on. Ugh, rats.
Gross. They're everywhere. Get off me! Off!
Straight ahead.
Shouldn't we keep looking? That screaming must have come from somewhere. Eve could be hiding.
She would have heard us. There's nothing else down here. Let's just go. This place is making my skin crawl.
I can't believe there was a human foot wrapped up in a blanket. I mean, what the fuck? Who does that?
Serial killers, that's who.
Do you think there's other tunnels down here?
Even if there is, I don't want to know.
Did you check down there?
Where?
That tunnel?
No, but...
Then let's go.
Becca, wait. Slow down. Jesus, what's that smell? It's making my eyes water.
Just a bit further, around the corner.
Becca, wait. Stop.
Shit! Did you hear that? Where did that come from? It's so dark. Give me the flashlight.
They're coming this way. We need to move. Run! Come on!
Ryan, wait. I don't feel so good. I feel like...
Becca. Shit. Becca. Becca, wake up. Can you hear me? Jesus. Wake up. Open your eyes. Fuck. We're getting closer. I'm gonna carry you, okay? Hold on. I got you. I know.
We're getting closer.
I know.
Ryan.
Ryan!
Hey, it's Rissa, and I'm back with a quick message from our sponsors. Thanks for listening. And now, back to our show.
We barely made it out alive. I don't know why there were so many, or what the hell they were doing. It's like they had gathered there, hiding. They were so quiet, like they were just watching, waiting, hoping that we would take a wrong turn. I guess that was the beginning, when I realized that some biters were different. But I was so caught up in finding Callie, I didn't care. All I could think about was finding you. We searched for days, barely slept, barely ate, but you were gone. I feared the worst, thinking the biters had got you in the tunnel and eventually I'd find you walking along with them without Callie. But it was the not knowing. Not knowing why you had taken her, where you were going, questioning everything I thought I knew about you. After a while, the stress took its toll.
You need a drink. Here. Take it.
Thanks.
Finish it. Better?
Yeah.
We need to head into town. Hit up a pharmacy.
No point. There won't be anything. I'm fine. Just need to eat.
You sure?
Yeah.
If you're sick, I need to know.
I said I'm fine.
Let's set up camp. We're losing light. I'll take first watch.
If we keep going, we can cover more ground, reach the river.
We've searched the river for miles.
But she's gonna need water eventually. If we stay there long enough...
Maybe we need to accept the fact that they're gone.
What?
I'm not saying they're gone. Just not in these woods. We need to widen our search, go back to town, maybe go back home, find a car that's got gas. I don't know.
What if they're here, but we keep missing them?
It's been 5 days and we found nothing. No fires, no food, nothing. Don't you think if they were still here, we would have found something? Anything? You look bad.
Great, thanks.
No, I mean, you look sick. If you keep pushing this hard and something happens, I want to find her. I want to get Callie back too, but she needs you. I need you.
That's exactly why I can't stop. Every time I think about Callie, about where she is, what she's going through, I feel like I can't breathe. And then I get so fucking angry that we're even in this situation. That I allowed it to happen. That Eve could just... I've been thinking about a conversation I had with Eve. I've been going over it and over it in my head. I thought it was strange at the time, but I guess I forgot about it until now.
Okay.
It was months ago, and I remember thinking it was fucked up at the time, but she just, I don't know, made me feel guilty, like I was the problem.
What did she say?
Well, we went to Happy's to grab an ice cream, and we were talking about you, your job, my job, being pregnant, just normal stuff. And I was saying how hard it was being pregnant and how I was struggling, and I guess I was saying that I felt jealous of you, how you would just carry on with your career, whereas I had to take a break, you know, step back, just when I felt like I was getting to know my students, making a difference.
You said you were happy to stop working.
I know, I was. But it still doesn't make it easy. Anyway, that's beside the point. I said to her, I could see why some women choose not to have kids. And she was really offended by that. Like, I said something terrible.
Okay.
She actually said to me, there is nothing more sacred than being a mom. And it's our duty to raise and nurture children. I mean, that's weird, right?
That's really fucking weird. Is she religious?
I don't think so. She never went to church, never mentioned anything about it. I mean, yeah, I thought it was weird when she said it, but she did it in a way that made me feel guilty. She said that our baby was a gift and that I should be grateful.
Jesus. Why didn't you say something before?
I've only just thought about it.
I meant at the time.
Because I was really hormonal. I was paranoid that I wasn't going to be a good mom because I wasn't grateful. And God knows what else. And things were hard with us. We were arguing all the time, Christ. We still are. I can't remember the last time we had a conversation like this. I just felt trapped. I felt like I didn't have anyone to talk to about this stuff besides Eve. Jessica was in the city, Margot was getting divorced. I just felt really alone.
Damn, I'm sorry. I know it's been hard and we've been arguing a lot. I just, yeah, didn't realize. I guess I've been wrapped up in work. I should have been there for you.
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's my fault we're even in this situation.
How is it your fault? You're not to blame. Eve is the nut job.
I should never have let go of Callie. She should have been with me when I cleaned myself up. If she was with me, none of this would have happened.
How could you have known? How could I have known? Do you think for 1 second if I thought Eve was capable of stealing our baby, I would have let her anywhere near Callie? Of course not. We are not to blame. This is all Eve.
But I can't stop thinking, blaming myself over and over. It's driving me crazy. If I had done things differently, paid more attention, been stronger, not been so wrapped up in myself, Callie would be here with us. Maybe Eve was right. Maybe I am a bad mom.
You're not a bad mom.
You're the hero teacher of Red Hook. You saved a busload of kids. I don't think it's even possible for you to be a bad mom. And you're nearly killing yourself trying to get Callie back. You've barely slept in days. You haven't stopped since giving birth.
It's just so hard. Every time I stop, I feel like she's getting further away.
You can't keep torturing yourself. This is not your fault. You're an amazing mom, and when we get Callie back, she will see that too.
I don't know.
You are. I know things have been a bit messed up with us, and I'm sorry that I haven't been there for you, but we have to start talking, whatever you're feeling. We can't shut each other out.
Yeah, I know.
And if you think of anything else, any little story, anything she said in the past, you gotta tell me.
I will.
Come here. I love you. Okay, let's eat. If we're fast, we can probably reach the river before nightfall.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it's time to try somewhere new. Move on.
It's on the way back to town, and we could use the water. Another reason to head back into town. We're on our last can.
What do we got?
Canned peaches, your favorite.
Ooh, great.
I don't know why you hate them so much. What's not to like?
I don't hate them. It's just a texture thing. They're like oysters, but more rubbery. Kinda like sugary snot balls.
Oysters, I get. Salty, fishy, kinda gross. But peaches? So good. You want one?
Do I have a choice?
Nope. Come on, take it.
Thanks.
Sugary snot balls.
So gross. Do you think we'll ever laugh again? Be happy?
I hope so.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that sounded like... Oh shit. Is that a biter? Where the hell did that come from?
Jesus! Do you think it's been here the whole time?
Get the gun. The gun!
I got it. Fuck!
Get back. Hey, big guy, want some of this? Eat shit! Motherfuck! Get off me!
Ryan?
I got it. Stand back. Just gonna get my feet under him. That's it. Fucker, give me that rock. Piece of fucking shit!
Stop. Stop. It's dead. Jesus. Are you all right?
Yeah. You?
Yeah. God, what a mess. You're covered in biter blood. Stinks. I didn't even hear it coming. How is that possible?
Probably just distracted. Maybe it was here and we didn't see it.
And what? It's just been watching us talk. I don't know, there's something going on. Like those things in the storm drain.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I can't explain it. It's like they're not dumb. They can plan, think.
Can't be that smart. The thing doesn't have a face anymore.
Great. Thanks for that. I was feeling sick from eating the peach. Now I feel worse.
Oh, man. Not the peaches. It's everywhere.
Is that biter brain swimming inside the can? Oh, God. I knew I hated peaches for a reason. How the hell did I block this out?
Here you go. One cobbler and one decaf. Can I get you anything else?
Wait, what is that?
It's peach cobbler.
The red stuff.
Oh, raspberries, I think?
Right.
Can I get you anything else?
No, I'm good.
Okay, that'll be $5. Pay the cashier.
Thanks. Okay. It's just raspberries. You gotta eat. You've not eaten since... Fuck, can't remember. You're working at 5 a.m. You won't have time for breakfast. And if you pass out again, they're gonna fire your ass and throw you on cleanup. Screw it. Not so bad. Nope, can't do it. God damned peaches!
Are you all right?
Yeah, fine. I just need a minute.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but I've got to call it in.
What?
Nausea and vomiting are side effects of...
Yeah, I know, but I'm not infected. I'm just... I felt a little nauseous. I don't like peaches, that's all.
Then why are you eating them?
Because I'm starving. I haven't eaten since... Fuck, I don't know. This morning, last night, I can't remember.
I don't make the rules.
I've had a long day. Peaches just... don't agree with me. I shouldn't have ordered them. I just need to go to bed, so if you'll excuse me.
Ma'am, step aside. We have an amber over in Mess Sector 3.
Is this really necessary? I haven't left the compound in...
Ma'am, stand down.
I'm not doing anything.
I need you to come with me.
You're gonna throw me an ISO because I threw up. I'm supposed to be leaving for Cleveland tomorrow. If you check with processing, you'll see that I haven't been anywhere in months.
If you don't calm down, I'll have to sedate you.
Calm down? Are you even listening
to me? Please follow me.
I'm not going anywhere.
Cuff her.
Oh, God damn it. Get your hands.
Grab her legs.
Me. Don't touch me.
Get the whistle.
Got it.
Hold still.
Get that away from me. Please, you can't. Stop. I'm...
The Dead was created in partnership with Bloody Disgusting and the George A. Romero Foundation. Rebirth was written by Pixie Britton. Gabriella is Zena Dixon. Becca is Naya DiRusso. Eve is Bailey Wolf. The soldiers are Russ Moore and Brandon P. Jenkins. The waitress is Hannah Wright. Ryan is Reese Tirado. Dialogue editing by Atticus Jackson. Sound design by Veronica California. Music by Newt Shottlecotti. Directed by Hannah Wright. The Dead's showrunner is Risa Montañez. Produced by Pacific S. Obadiah. With executive producers Tom Owen and Brad Miska. Credits read by Suzanne DeRocher Romero. A Bloody FM production.